The church has been there for more than 50 years. We have followed the legal process to get our special use application in so that we can continue to serve the children in the area. And our position is Mr. Stover's problem is not with us, it's with DOC. They never should have approved that location for residences for sexual predators to begin with. Children have regularly congregated on that site for more than 50 years.
Chris Stover is the owner of the apartment complex that houses the sex offenders. He said that his building, combined with two very close motels that cater towards the seedier aspects of city life, are no area for young children to be congregating.
It's been told to me that these motels rent by the hour. They've also been told to me by the surrounding neighbors and the people that live in my complex that aren't sex offenders that these motels are drug havens. If you look at the crime grid that we've provided, you'll see that there's a heavily drug and crime activity going on in these motels. So now you have a daycare that's surrounded by a complex that houses sex offenders and three motels that have high crime rates. And Nebraska Avenue, which, I mean, I don't think I need to say anything about Nebraska Avenue. We all know what happens in Nebraska Avenue. I mean, we have prostitution, drugs, everything that's going on over there.
And Stover had allies willing to speak before the council to say that it wasn't right for the church to add a daycare center to their facility with the risk of sex offenders being so close. Michael Schultz said it was insane that the city council would approve such an arrangement.
There is much more need in the community of a place to house these sex offenders. People have paid rent. We had to give it back because of they're trying to shut it on down. These people got a right to live. You know, maybe you don't like sexual predators, and nobody does. But, you know, they need a place to live, and you're stopping it. You're changing the flipping ordinance to make this happen. That's what you did before when you seemed like you were approving it. It is totally 100% despicable. Why would you do it? I mean, now I figure maybe somebody from the church knows somebody in the city council. Sunshine law violation, maybe. But, you know, to have this is totally flipping nuts. Yeah, I mean, I don't like it either. But I really don't like his kids being put in danger. How could you do something like that?
But when it was all said and done, the city council said the project met code requirements and approved the daycare center. Councilman John Dingfelder.
One thing that offends me personally and offends... offends this council is any accusations that the council has acted improperly or with impropriety. And I would say that that's flipping nuts.
The addition of the daycare center to the John Calvin Presbyterian Church means that the sex offenders currently living across the narrow alley will have to go. Joe Ellen Ratcliffe is a spokesperson with the State Department of Corrections.
The most important thing for the public to understand is, first, the Florida Department of Corrections will not approve any sex offenders to live across the street once the daycare center is operational. And secondarily, there are many sex offenders in that neighborhood who are not on probation and who are not being supervised. So people should be vigilant and be aware of where sex offenders live, and they can find that out at on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement website.
This apartment complex owner now has to evict these sex offenders once this daycare is up and running.
It will be up to the it will not be up to the building owner to evict them. We will assist them in finding other locations.